Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Shirley Ajayi Show. Haven't been on a while, but I'm here now. Our topic today was supposed to be with the writer of The Six Steps, but unfortunately we could not pull that off, not yet anyway. But since I'm here, we can talk about other things, like the political arena of the United States and our thoughts on that. Although I am one to believe that what goes around comes around. So sometimes when things be happening to people, it's because of the things that they've done in the past. But I always believe that if you're depressed, you're in the past. And if you're anxious, you're in the future. And if you're at peace, present, you're in the moment. So sometimes being in the moment is exactly what one should do instead of staying in the past. But anyway, I don't consider myself necessarily a lucky person. I just consider myself a blessed person because I believe all the things, good things I have did in life have always returned to me in some way. Like I was thinking last night about people that try to use hypnosis to do things. And so an in-law of mine once came to my house and she said, "Oh, I want to win some money because I got to put an awning on my building. So I'm going to use my birthday number. But every time I try to play it, I don't win anything. So I thought maybe if I hypnotize myself, then I'd be able to win." So I had all these books on hypnosis. And so we went through the books. It took us maybe a couple of hours. And so I convinced her, don't let people hypnotize you. Try self-hypnosis. So most of the books I had were on self-hypnosis because when a person does a suggestion to you, it could be only in their favor, not in yours. But if you suggest things to yourself, then you're probably putting yourself in a much better way than if someone else suggests it to you. For instance, people that sit and look at TV for 3 and 4 hours, that's called auto-suggestion. The television is constantly suggesting things to you. So I think if you learn self-hypnosis and you use self-hypnosis, it comes out much better. Anyway, after we went through the books, back to the situation with the in-law, after we went through the books and she felt satisfied, I gave her maybe 2 or 3 of the books, you know, hoping she would return them. I don't think I ever got them back. But she did win. She won, I think, $5,000 the first time when she played her birthday number. The second time, she was going to play the number, but she had gotten in the car and she had wrote the number down. It was on the right day and the right time, but I think something happened where she couldn't go because someone else came and she had to stop what she was doing and just deal with that. So she missed the other $5,000. But she told me about it, and I understood exactly what was going on. But she used self-hypnosis because I taught her that that's what you should do, not hypnosis. Because you can't really trust people. They think that they're doing the best for you, but all in all, they're not. And as they say, sometimes good intentions pave the way to hell, and it does. In other words, you know, like people that are always out there saying, "Oh, yeah, you know, if you listen to me, if you follow my path, you're going to come out better, blah, blah, blah." But I remember what my favorite preacher said, Reverend Ike. He told of a story how he and one of his patrons came and knocked on his door, came to visit him. And outside in front of his door, or rather wherever he was a blue-on-blue Corniche Rolls Royce that he had just got. So when the guy saw the Rolls Royce, he went, "Oh, Reverend, I visualized a car just like that." And the Reverend answered, "Well, yeah, but you didn't get it. I got it because you didn't put yourself in the picture. In other words, you didn't use self-hypnosis. You didn't try to say, okay, this is the car that I want, and I see me driving it. And there I am driving that car, that brand-new blue-on-blue Corniche Rolls Royce. I see me putting the key in the ignition, turning the key, and driving it down the street. That's what he didn't do. He just visualized the car, okay? So anybody can visualize a car, but it was the reverend that got the car, not him. And I think that's the same way it is with people that hypnotize you. Usually when they hypnotize you, it's because it's something they want for themselves, not for you. So sometimes you should just think about that, you know. We can always visualize for other people. We really can. We can always wish them the best. We can always, I mean, like when you have friends, you know, sometimes your friend be wanting this and your friend be wanting that, and you visualize everything for your friend and your friend get it. Then when you realize that you didn't get it, that's how jealousy starts. So sometimes you just should sit and visualize things for yourself. So now if you want a blue-on-blue Corniche Rolls Royce, imagine yourself in it, not someone else. Or don't just imagine the car and say, for instance, I could say, here I sit, Shirley Ajayi, in a blue-on-blue Corniche Rolls Royce. I'm turning the key, and I'm driving it. And it's my car and my name. I got the title. That's different. That's what you want, okay? But now if you just going to sit and think, oh, I see this blue Rolls Royce, a blue-on-blue Corniche Rolls Royce. I can see it. Boy, it's a beautiful car. Oh, it costs $400,000 or $500,000. But that don't matter. I still see this car, and it's the car that I want. But you don't see yourself in it. So my lesson to you today is if you want something, use self-hypnosis. Think about yourself for a change. You know, you can always visualize and help other people. But if you need help yourself, do it yourself. Read and read and read some more. Like I gave the woman the book and she read them. She actually read. She actually read the books. So I'm going to say bye, and I hope to hear from you next time. Until next time I'm on, this is the Shirley Ajayi Show. The Aura Show at gmail.com is my email. Bye-bye.